I'm nervous.
I'm nervous.
We've been trying for about 3 or 4 months now to get pregnant.
Yeah, I think this time it's... I feel good about
it. I do too.
This time.
Yeah, we've been wanting to have kids for quite some time. I think we're ready. Both of us.
Yeah, we're both ready.
Both ready. Ready together. Yeah. This is it.
This is it.
I can't read it. What does it say? What does it say?
That's my iPod shuffle. You peed on my iPod shuffle. Such a stupid bitch.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, September 17th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 87 of this motherfucking shit. We do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 o'clock usually, Montana time. How the fuck are you doing, my man?
Fantastic. How are you?
I am gravy fucking awesome.
Gravy awesome.
Doing good.
Whoa.
So, yeah. Thank you guys. I know, that is cool. The lava lamp. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday night show. We have a fantastic program for you tonight, even though it's an hour late. And I sincerely apologize for that.
It'll be worth the wait, promise.
I don't make promises like that.
It's a promise we can keep.
Oh, first of all, before we get into other bullshit, I would like to take this moment right now and say a few words. For the loss of Minor Details' latest episode, did you hear that?
No.
Oh, they did their show, and they finished it, and he was saving it, and his computer crashed.
Oh.
And that was it. Chulus.
Did they do another one? Or
no.
They said, fuck it.
No, they said, fuck it.
That's probably what we would do, too.
That's almost happened to us a couple times, and I know how awful that feels.
Oh, like, yeah.
Almost worse than me losing all of my music, because the music, okay, I can maybe find again. The show, like, there's no fucking way you're gonna be able to say everything the way you did. Like,
right.
I don't know.
And you just couldn't do it. Just wouldn't feel the same.
Yeah.
And I'd be so depressed the whole time.
Right. And especially if you tried to do it right after it. So
right.
I just wanted
although we almost thought we did lose it when your hard drive crashed.
Yes. That,
like, that was scary.
I'm like, which hard drive is it? Oh, fuck.
My asshole has never gotten so tight.
Right? That's like, mommy? Yeah. Aw. So, yeah, I just wanted to say, man, I feel your pain, and that sucks. And none of us would hold it against you one bit if you just walked away from podcasting because of that. I would totally understand, dude. Totally.
I don't know about that.
No.
I mean, I understand not doing that episode and then just doing another one later, totally different episode.
Oh, so I was checking out our ads this morning.
The Google ads?
Yes, and I would just like to say we have made, how much do you think?
$2.
76 cents, motherfucker. Yeah, high five, Brosham. Yeah. Woo! 76 cents. That is almost a dollar, and that's almost $1 million.
What?
So, yeah, I just do want to say thank you guys so much for clicking on those. You know, keep doing it every day. Fuck it. We'll make money. The quicker we make money, the better the show gets. The sooner you guys will have live video, the sooner you guys will have t-shirts, bumper stickers, all sorts of shit. We just, you know, we're doing the best we can. We expect you to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much, those of you that have donated at thejamhole.com/donate. Your stickers will be going out tomorrow,
yes.
I promise. So
we will get more ready.
Anyone
tonight.
Else that wants stickers, donate us $5 or more, and tomorrow I will get those sent out to you. So the first thing I would like to talk about here, driving. Lately, because my girlfriend lives in Big Fork and shit, and because of my job, and because of my other job, I've been doing a lot of fucking driving lately. Like,
yeah.
A whole fucking lot.
And just wait until winter.
Oh, fuck me. I can't wait. I'm like, you better buy a
I think
snow,
you can.
You better buy a fucking snowblower. And not the kind that I'm walking behind. Yeah. The kind I'm fucking riding on.
Uh-huh. just buy a Ski-Doo or something. Just take that down the highway.
Yeah, that would be so fun. But so I'm starting to get bored. You know, I can Twitter and do this and that and listen to my headphones and shit. But that just doesn't satisfy me. I'm very insatiable. I have to have just stuff. So I started playing this new game recently. Now, this game is when, I don't know if any of you guys do it, maybe check the chat. We will have a feedback system pretty soon. Thank you so much, 26. If you ever meet us in person, you got a free blowjob coming from Braden. I promise.
I promise.
26, don't listen to him.
Hey, 26, you're cool and all,
you shut your
Go
fucking
fuck
mouth.
Yourself right
you
now.
I'm going to fuck you right now.
No, you won't.
So, driving. Have you guys ever... Like, you're gonna pass the car that's in front of you, because they're driving like a fucking douche, whatever the fuck they're doing. And you see no cars coming, you're like, I could pass them right now. But do you ever wait until there is a car coming, and then kind of see how long you can wait, and then go, and then pass them, and then get back into your lane? Have you ever done that?
That's a fucking scary game.
Am I alone on this?
I think you might be.
Oh,
dude.
Man. I did it so good last night on my way to Rain's house. I'm like behind this fucking minivan just like, what the fuck are you even doing? Are you even driving? Or are your little fucking kids driving? Because seriously, come on. So there's no cars coming. I'm just chilling and shit. And I finally see headlights. And I start to go and just, I don't know, I just waited. And then, you know, I ended up going. And as soon as I went into the other lane, like, I look over and I see brake lights on the van. Like, they're just freaked the fuck out. And then I see the car that's coming at me, like, totally fucking scoot over. And, like, I had plenty of room, I think. I don't know.
Well, yeah, because that one slowed down and they moved over.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I was just thinking. I just wanted to mention that. It's kind of a fun little game. I got there with this wicked adrenaline rush. I'm like, dude, guess what I just did?
Oh, I'm sure she was so proud.
I'm a fucking idiot. So then fucking today, on my way back up here, before I got you, this was earlier, I hate it when there's two fucking lanes, right? I have a lane, and then you have a lane, and then we all of us, the collective all of us, have the center lane. We have to share that.
Yes, sharing's good.
And then the other people have a lane, and then they have another lane, right?
Right.
Plenty of fucking room.
You got enough lanes.
I fucking hate it. When people, like, there's cars that are slow in the right-hand lane, so they're just chilling. Cool. Mm-hmm. That's not my lane.
But then, in the left lane, there's a fucking car chilling
yes!
right next to it.
Yes!
What are you doing?
What are you fucking doing? Besides pissing me off.
Beating yourself off.
So I get over and I'm like, there's a car, okay, in lane.
Right.
I'm in the other lane. There's a car in front of me. Mm-hmm. And then there's another car in front of the car that was in the other lane.
Gotcha.
So I don't know. It's a stagger. Just picture a stagger.
Okay.
So, and this lady is just sitting there like you're not passing, you're not getting past though, like she is in the spot where a car could have been uh-huh. but in the other lane, so there's a huge gap there and I'm just like what the fuck are you doing?
I think they're deliberately trying to make you go insane because I think it's working.
I can see that. I can fucking see that because you guys are going to cause me to do drugs again and nobody wants that. I don't want that. My mother doesn't fucking want that.
I don't want it.
You don't want that. So just stop. Just please. So I get nice and close to her. I'm pissed
off. Oh, yeah. Right
her
ass.
And I can
see
her. Like, we made eye contact. Like, I fucked her iris with my mind. Like, she felt it because she went like this.
Iris
the
sex.
Fuck is that? No, so, and I'm screaming, like mouthing the words, what the fuck are you doing?
She just laid it
Bitch.
On the horn.
Oh, no. And I think she saw that because all of a sudden she speeds up. Like, oh, cool. We're going to fucking pass finally. And then she gets over and I'm hauling ass. And by this time, it's like, oh, here's where I have to turn to go home. So I fucking hit the brake, and, like, I watch all, like, just all brake, brake, brake. You can see, wow, like, the weight in their car shifting. Oh, yeah.
Their fucking dog slamming, yeah, in the windshield.
Fucking da-doosh! And then I turn in, and here we are, doing the show.
26 says, Matt is starting to sound like Lewis Black.
Really? Is that bad?
I didn't think so.
Is that bad?
His rants
good?
Are all political. You're just pissed at traffic.
Yeah, traffic, traffic. Looking for my chapstick.
Feeling kind of car sick. There's a Ford Maverick.
Sorry. So, the next thing, and I believe the last thing, before we do some news here, episode 80-fucking-7.
Yes!
I am all that is a podcaster and man.
Podcasting man.
I just want to mention that, you know, what I forgot about?
What?
Remember how a while ago my mom was like, oh, I listen to the show because it's the only way I know what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
I forgot about that the last, you know, 10 episodes because I haven't really talked to her much, right?
Yeah.
So last night she sends me an email. And I read.
Wow. I did not know you had this. You did not.
So, I was listening to the show and heard you have a new girlfriend. Dot, dot, dot.
Is that bad?
So, tell me about her. Good thing I listen, huh?
Like, it's like, well, she already knows you're going to get a blowjob on the show.
And she already knows, like, I don't know. Maybe it's, I'm just thinking this is weirder than it is. That, but I told, like, I'm serious. I forgot my mom was listening. And I'm like, I start thinking back to all the shit I've been saying lately, like, about Rain and how we're fucking and the kids and balls and dildo. And I don't know. I felt really dirty for,
yeah,
like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, I would feel really weird if my mom knew that much about my sex life.
Right? Oh, fuck. So, hope all is good with you. I love you lots.
Oh,
you
Paula get, says,
hey,
like,
I'm reading an email from my motherfucker, okay? You know, my mother gave birth to me.
Hey.
Without my mother,
hey,
this would not be happening. What?
Chill the fuck out.
I'm sorry. Hope all is good with you. I love you lots, and we should get together sometime. Grandma and Grandpa are coming up for Thanksgiving. We'll be here in November and leave December. So call me. We'll do lunch. Mommy.
Did she actually write mommy?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, fun. So, yeah.
And Paula just
and then,
had to...
Oh, sorry, real quick. I wrote back, yeah, she's 32, lives in Big Fork, and has 2 kids, dot, dot, dot. You should know that from listening, dot, 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 which I kind of forgot you did. Love, Massey.
Yeah, because Paula just pointed out, oh, mom knows about the fucking in bed with the kids.
Thanks, guys.
Just to remind you.
Appreciate that. So, yeah, that is about it here. Hi. I have a crush, like Orange Crush, on a sales rep who comes into my store. He's 10 years older than me, overweight, and kind of effete. What? Effete?
A fatty?
E-F-F-E-T-E. Google that, chat. Go. E-F-F-E-T-E. He's kind of effete, but I'm no great catch either.
I'm thinking that's a typo.
For what?
I don't
though?
Know.
I don't. Okay. Who cares?
For I'm a fucking retard.
Other than us both being gamers, and I assume gay. Oh, gamers.
Oh, gay. Oh. Wow.
Heyo.
That's the best joke I've ever heard on that site.
Right? gamers, gay. We probably don't have that much in common. I just like him. But I could probably do better if I'd come out of the closet and start looking for a man. That and actually got some exercise. Can you be gay and fat at the same time? Like, I don't...
Yes, you can, actually.
Oh, I guess bears. They're the fat, hairy gay guys.
I thought they
like
were
D's,
just like...
D's brother.
Big. Oh, I didn't know bears were fat. I thought they were just like way buff or something. But I actually knew a gay guy who was like 400 pounds.
Of course you did. Your boyfriend?
No. Sorry.
Oh.
Quit getting your hopes up. I'm never going to go gay
for
you.
I know, damn it. I think I'm the most depressed person in the world. I let myself gain like 20 pounds, and I'm so hopeless. But I know if I don't start losing I'll just get fatter and more hopeless and more fatter and even more hopeless. What?
26 says it's womanlike is what it means, or faggy.
Oh, okay, effeminate.
Yeah.
Oh, he was trying to spell
wow.
Did you mention you're retarded? I guess.
Yeah, I said that. That means
nice.
Retarded. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Where was I? Oh, hopeless and fatter. Hopeless and fatter. Check?
Check.
I feel like everyone around me is happy, has found what they needed, and I'm the only one left. Unhappy and lost, like a little fat puppy dog. And I'm only 21! Oh, the humanity of it. When am I ever gonna start getting my life straight? Is that a gay pun?
Oh.
Oh, hold on to that for later. I wanna die, but I feel like that would be proving them all right. And I need to be right. Dot, dot, dot. Yeah, you need to be something else. I'll never forgive you for leaving me that night to be with her. Ever. I will never forget it. Even though I have a million and one things to do for next week due to finals, here I am, wasting time and smoking like a whore. I would say, like, smoking like a train or something. Like, whores. I mean, unless you light them on fire and then piss on them. Then I could say, I'm smoking like a whore.
Yeah, that's a weird analogy.
I know, right?
Doesn't make sense.
I'm smoking like a dog. You know, like, really?
Yeah,
I mean,
you're
smoking the dog on fire.
How about, like, smoking like a chimney?
I'm smoking like a forest fire.
Oh, that's a lot of smoke, right, yeah.
Cool. Here I am wasting time smoking like a whore. I hope you're not an English major. I need help with this slacking shit. I feel ashamed to share a species with those bratty girls on my super sweet 16. I feel ashamed to share species with somebody that knows what my super sweet 16 is, you fucking weirdo. I think my boyfriend's best friend might have a crush on me. Of course he does. He's way too moral to ever do anything about it, though. I wish he knew that I like him, too, because then I'd peer pressure him into committing adultery and possibly be the main reason he goes to hell forever. I don't really... What?
When you go to hell, I mean, if hell existed, hypothetically. If you went to hell, wouldn't it be forever by default?
Well, not necessarily. Persephone, if you recall, ancient Greek mythology, I believe was her name. She only went to hell for like 4 or 5 months out of the year, I believe.
Yeah, but I guess it depends on, you know, which religion you're going for. I mean, if
if there's only one true God, does it matter?
Well, yeah, but every religion thinks their religion is the right one, so.
Well, then you're all retards and you're all going to hell.
Yeah.
I don't really want to have sex with him, although I think it would be a blast, and I think about it when we're around each other. I just want to know that he would like to fuck me. I just want to know that you would cheat on your girlfriend, my best friend, with me. I just want to know.
Oh, hey, Paolo corrected
us. Hold on. I just want to see where it goes.
Right.
What?
A whore on the street smokes one butt after another while they wait for a John.
Oh.
That's what smoking like a whore is.
Smokes one butt. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that
like cigarette butts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Where would we be if we didn't have these people correcting us?
Sounding like retards.
That's and true.
Probably living at the place Marcus works. I just want to know that he would like to fuck me, but I won't cheat on my boyfriend, right? Winky, smiley, question mark face. Maybe I'll get really drunk and kiss him. I just want to know what his dick looks like. What the fuck does that have to do
really?
With kissing him? And then you know what? Why did you cheat on me and kiss my best friend's dick? Because I was drunk.
Because she wanted to see what it looked like.
I'm such a whore. What does your dick look like? Oh, no, but seriously. I've been married for almost 30 years. I love my wife dearly, and we are emotional, intellectual, and spiritual soulmates. What more could you want? That is it.
That's the whole package.
You've been married for 30 years. You love your wife dearly. You're emotional, intellectual, spiritual soulmates.
You're perfect for each other.
I'm an attentive, loving husband, and my career is such that we are financially independent. The perfect life.
So why are you posting?
However.
Oh, okay.
However, we have essentially no physical relationship. Wow. How? Oh, my God.
There's always something.
We didn't consummate our marriage until 5 years after the wedding. The last time we made love was, take a wild fucking guess.
Honeymoon.
Years. How many?
Years.
They've been married for 30 years.
30?
How many years has it been since this dude busted a nut?
10.
Pretty fucking close. 12 years.
Fuck.
The last time we made love was 12 years ago, but I fuck her every night. But, I mean, the last time we made love
right.
was 12 years ago. And
the last
over...
time she was awake when it happened.
Ha-ha, good point. And, oh, my fucking good Lord, my balls are talking to me. Where the fuck am I? Oh, and over those almost 30 years, we've made love less than a dozen times. Less than a baker's dozen. We don't kiss. We don't cuddle. We only hold hands from time to time. Therapy has not made a difference. Needless to say, I'm often depressed and angry over this situation. Sometimes I just want to smack that biatch, spelled B-I-A-T-C-H. Yet, do my best to keep those emotions from spilling over all over her face.
Mm.
I wish I had someone just to hold. Even though up here it says you love your wife dearly, your emotional, intellectual, and spiritual soulmates, but I can't hold the bitch. She stinks.
I don't understand why
dude.
They don't.
Fucking wow, dude.
Why don't you just fuck her?
Fuck her, asshole.
Just do it.
Fuck her face. Fuck her, asshole.
Maybe she doesn't...
Fuck her best friends, asshole.
Maybe she's one of those chicks that just after being married for so many years, they just don't want to fuck you anymore.
Because, then why did you get married?
I don't think
he
saw that coming.
Were you the king of France and she was the fucking queen of Italy and you were trying to make a treaty to bring your two countries together? Because this isn't the 16th fucking century here. I'm drooling, excuse me. Get me so fucking pissed off. I hate people. I hate you. Except you guys in the chat. You guys are cool. You guys are tits. My girlfriend just left for the summer, and I miss her like crazy. I mean, I'm a kept-together kind of guy, and I'm almost in tears. You're kind of a puss. No, I would cry, but I'm a hopeless romantic, so I don't know. I love her like crazy. 20 years old, and I'm unstable. I'm so lonely. I love you, Courtney. She's having sex with someone else.
Ooh.
I'm not. Or no, sorry. I totally fucked that one up. I am in love with my best friend.
Of course.
But. I love that.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know and probably doesn't care. Or probably. P-R-O-B-L-Y. Nice.
Why don't you fucking tell her?
She probably doesn't care. I feel like she uses me as a shoulder to cry on. Me, personally, I feel like you're letting her. Like, I would wait, and then I would just move real quick, and her head would go thunk right
just
on my dick.
On, yeah,
right
that,
on my dick.
Yeah.
On my dick. And then probably the balls also.
Mm. Don't forget the balls.
She uses people, and I just can't tell her. Even though I know I will get hurt, I let her do it to me because her tears taste like honey. I know that even though I'm open about my sexuality, she isn't because of her parents. Ooh, little finger in the butthole when you were 2 days old, maybe. They would never accept their daughter dating another girl. Oh, hello, lesbian.
Hey, dyke much?
Hey, yo, you fucking dyke. Come here. Give me a cigarette. My name's Terry. What's your name? Chris. Oh,
remember that Family
yes.
Guy we're making?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, dude. Fucking awesome. They would never accept their daughter dating another girl, and it doesn't matter because my other friend, whom I adore, told me I turn her on. So then I guess you're not really in love with your best friend, right? You fucking... Even lesbians can be slutty whores. Amazing.
Everyone's a slutty whore.
Idor told me I turn her on. It was a good week. I was told that I was amazing and that I would totally get fucked on prom. Well, sweetheart, you follow that goal. You follow it. You follow it all the way to the fucking alley. where you're going to get your virginity sold on eBay. All right, you ready to do some news here? Episode number 87. Ready, set, go. 1, 2, 3.
Snip, snip. I just castrated your ass.
I hate your face. Oh, before we do some news here, just like to say, Emo Poetry episode 11 is absolutely not up yet.
Oh, fucking, yeah. That's, you, what the
fucking
fuck?
Fucking YouTube.
You know, yeah, that's all I gotta say. Fuck YouTube.
No, I like YouTube, but I would just like to say, can you try and perhaps schedule your system maintenance, whatever the fuck that is, at another time, perhaps? I'm trying to upload Emo Poetry.
No,
here.
But the
I'm trying to give people what they want. They want my rhymes because they're sick, yo. I bust sick rhymes.
They do
son.
Have scheduled maintenance. It's
every night, Monday through Friday, fucking 24/7. 12 to 12, you whores. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Episode 87. Do some news.
This one is called "Drunk Man Has Sex with." Can you guess?
Another drunk man.
No.
A drunk cat.
No.
A drunk dog.
A car.
What?
Yep, we've
what,
seen.
What?
We've seen him fuck benches,
yes,
fucking tables. Check. What else? Dogs, cats, children, themselves. Fuck cars now.
Coke cans.
Coke cans.
Couches.
Yes.
Did we say children?
Yes.
I think we broke the bell.
We can say children again, though, because it's happened a lot.
Sounds good. All right. All right.
So,
hey, Paulo says, I'm a slutty whore. Sorry.
All right.
Just throwing it
can't
out
really
there, guys.
Argue. So I'm going to paint a little picture for you here.
Okay, please.
Imagine parking up your new SUV on a nice, quiet street
okay.
to pop to the shops only to come back to see a man hitting on your car.
Oh, I'd be like, hey, did you sign the prenup? Because I want half
hey.
Of your stuff.
Hey.
I want two tires, a headlight, half of the engine, maybe what if it's a V6, I want three cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
I want the AM, you can have the FM, no big deal.
Just as long as he wears
wow,
a condom.
Dude. Yeah. Know? Oh.
I don't want your STDs.
And if you get my SUV, an STD and or HIV and or a baby,
mm-hmm.
I'll kill you. Mm. Boom, you're dead.
And when we say hitting.
Hey, wait, hold on. One more question. How old is that SUV?
I don't know.
Like, say, 2003, maybe, to
it's
be
it's a
nice.
Minor.
And a pedophile. Wow, dude. If you're gonna fuck a car, at least make sure it's over 16. Jesus
you know,
fucking
since,
Christ, you sicko.
Since it's, you know, bestiality, like having sex with animals is illegal, and
that's
having sex with kids is illegal, shouldn't having sex with, like,
yes!
a car be illegal?
Having sex with anything but a fucking person.
Right.
Well, that would make the internet a very boring place, though.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, wells. Oh, wells.
And when we say hitting, we don't mean the kind with a baseball
no,
bat.
No, we mean zipping his zipper, unbuttoning his button, taking his belt off, pulling out his dick, spitting on it, getting it hard, and then fucking your SUV.
Mm.
I hope he at least topped it off when he was done.
The man who has not been named, why not, was seen with his pants down, getting it on with the front end of a Toyota 4x4.
Oh, he was even doing it missionary style. See, if that was me, I would have took
no,
it around
No, it was
from...
the front end. It was he was getting head.
Oh, see, I would have fucking flipped it around and done it a little doggy style.
Yeah.
I would have fucking flipped it on its front and pounded it from the top down.
Mm.
I would have put the top down and then pounded it from the top down.
And when he went at it for a while, proving that it wasn't just a hit and run.
Oh! Hello! Did he at least tip, like, just the... I was going to say something about putting the meter in, but
right.
then I got confused. God, I suck at telling jokes.
At times, he looked a little frustrated, maybe because the vehicle was unresponsive to him
right?
banging against its bumper.
You know, I could see maybe... If you're blind, maybe mistaking, like, a dog for a girl that's down on all fours. I mean, especially with the smell and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But a car?
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, dude?
Yeah.
What does your wife look like?
He was drunk.
6,000 pounds, and she's got a tattoo that says Chevy on it.
Nice.
Thank you.
He was arrested after passersby called the police.
Did
videos
he use
of
that
Sorry.
Videos of the incident have been circulated on the web.
Woo! And you
people
can
in the chat room, find on YouTube. Drunk man has sex with car.
Give them the link to that story so they can find it.
Check.
So what I guarantee you guys, if you find a video of this, I promise somebody in that video will say, "Oh, dude, this is gonna be sweet on YouTube, dude. This is totally going on YouTube, bro. This is sweet for YouTube."
It's so sad. Well, that's it for that story. Short and sweet.
Just like his penis.
I'm glad you said that, not me.
Me too. All right, this one is... What? This this one is called School Sex Club Run by Small Boys, says Brisbane Dad.
Excuse me?
School...
Okay.
Sex club, right. Not like a bat, but like a gathering.
Right, but a gathering of people.
Like the Boy Scouts or the Jam Hole Elite, right. Like a club. Gotcha. Run by, like they are the managers of,
yes, they're
said
in control.
Establishment, the school sex club,
mm-hmm.
Small boys, like
boys. Midgets or young? Like
the seven
or
dwarf?
Are they going by dick size because it's a sex club?
The first rule about sex club.
You don't talk about sex club?
Thank you.
Sorry.
Says Brisbane Dad, who is also... He has a fucking punch card there. But Dad...
Just clocking in.
Hey, Timmy, your dad's here again. Oh, fuck.
God damn it.
The Queensland government wants to hear of any sex-related incidents because they're a bunch of pervs. No.
It must be on film.
Right. With your phone number. Excuse me. Sex-related incidents at state primary schools after revelations of a, quote, sex club run by six-year-old boys. So, you were incorrect, not midgets. I was also incorrect, not whatever it was that I said.
Right.
Six-year-old boys.
What?
Running a sex club. Now, I'm kind of torn here before I read more of this story. That's either a really, really good thing, because these kids are 6 years old. They have a wonderful idea of how economics works, supply and demand. Everyone wants to fuck. We have pussy. You know, it's business. It's good business sense. And selling pussy is one of the best businesses
there
is.
But they're 6 years old.
Well, that's why I said this is either really good or the other part was really not so good.
At least you don't have to worry about wearing condoms or birth control.
That is a good point. Because it's in Australia.
Wait, what? Know. What's that have to do with it?
I don't know.
They're too young to get pregnant.
No, they're too dumb to know where the vagina is.
Oh.
Oh. Three boys, age 6, ran a sex club at a Brisbane state school demanding and receiving sexual favors from year 2 classmates, a father has claimed. The outraged father alleged yesterday the school did not bother to tell him for more than a week that his son was involved. They were probably like, dude, we thought you knew. We saw you in there, same time when we're in there. Your boy... gives the best head. Ugh. You must have taught him well. And his asshole.
You're going to make me throw up.
Had a little poop on it. You need to teach him how to wipe better. Education Minister Rod. His name's Rod.
And it's a sex club.
Hello. Rod Welford said Education Queensland had launched a survey seeking information following reports children as young as 6 had been involved in sex acts with their classmates. He described the cases as, quote, rare but serious, although the government knew there had been at least 7 in the past 2 years. So the government's known about this, but they're just like, well... if they learn it on their own, we don't have to teach them, right?
Right.
So why the fuck not?
Okay.
And hey, if they're going to make a little money on the side, good for you.
More
you
power know? To them.
Fucking A. He described the cases as a sentence I just read. Mr. Welford said students' welfare was the main concern. Well, if you let them do this, that might prevent them from going on welfare in the future.
Yeah, as long as they're saving that shit.
Right, put it away in your piggy bank.
You know, the problem is...
Is that a deposit in the jerk bank? Earl, no?
The problem is with that, you know what they're going to spend the money on?
Guitar Hero? No, what?
Drugs.
Mmm. Why would you waste your life like that?
I don't know.
I don't know
either. Why does anyone?
I have not a clue. So, quote, the safety and welfare of students is, of course, paramount in all of these incidents.
Paramount Pictures?
A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course, that is, of course, unless the horse has a carrot in his butt. No. man, my nose itches like crazy. He said the authorities would provide counseling services at the government's expense to any family affected. The angry father's claims came as similar stories emerged at state schools on the Golden Sunshine Coast and in Cairns, which indicate the sexual abuse of young students by other school children appears rampant. So this is going on everywhere.
Like everywhere or just in that place? Like,
well, everywhere in Australia.
Oh.
But that seems so crazy. Like, you're
That's
6
fucked up.
Years
this
old.
This isn't a one.
You go out to recess and you go back to the club and, like, I don't know. I'm picturing, like, I'm like the Little Rascals, pretty much.
Oh, you know, actually.
Except when the girls came in, they're, instead of being like, no girls allowed, they're like, no clothes allowed or something, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, what?
There was a sex club here.
Really?
Seventh graders.
Do tell.
I don't really. I mean, it was a long time ago. I just remember hearing about it. But I guess a bunch of.
Details. Did any of them spread them?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But a bunch of.
Nice!
A bunch of seventh graders, I guess. Like, one of them had this tree house in the backyard at their parents' house. And after school, they'd just have, like, a bunch of guys and a bunch of girls come up to the treehouse and they just fuck.
So do you think, and anyone in the chat, do you guys think that this is due to poor parenting or due to poor schooling, like poor education at school or both?
What, like what I'm talking about?
No, like what these kids are doing.
But
what causes 6-year-olds to have a sex club?
Yeah, like, I don't know really what that would be, because how would they even know yet?
Well, TV, their parents, maybe they caught their parents fucking.
True, found their dad's porn.
Yeah, I used to go through my dad's porn when I was, you know, like 20. No. Seriously.
Like yesterday?
No, he's dead. Couldn't have been.
You have a stepdad.
Well, yeah. I think
and
I,
it's from the sounds of it, he has lots.
Oh, hey, Mom. Shout out. Hey, Mom, donate. TheJamHole.com/donate and click on some fucking ads, please.
Jeez, they're so mean.
I love my mother.
I love your mom, too.
I love your mom, too. Oh, wow.
I wonder if your mom ever heard those episodes.
I sure
about
hope not.
You.
Yeah, please. Why don't you just tell her?
Okay, well, when you were saying you were going to actually have sex with my mom.
Wow, dude. Wow.
You told me. I'm just calling you out.
I appreciate that. wow. The Brisbane father.
Wait, Burger says.
Please.
I made a treehouse to try and hold a sex club. I was the only one that came.
Oh, was it made of wood? Hey, okay. The Brisbane father said his son was one of a trio seen performing various sex acts in a toilet block. Whoa. Threesomes, a trio. They're not even doing the normal fucking sex, man. Mm. They skipped all that and went straight for the fucking orgies, the interracial,
the anal,
the ass to ass to ass,
ass to mouth,
the face down, ass up, because that's the way we like to fuck.
You think they listen to Two Live Crew while they do that?
Maybe. I think this is in direct correlation to the internet.
Yeah, or MTV.
This is the internet's fault. The teachers, the teachers interrogated the kids with modern torture techniques and made them write out statements without our consent, he said. The boys wrote down that they belong to a sex club. Quote, the teachers didn't make contact for 6 days. They sent me an email and said, sorry, we've been busy. Fucking
little
your
kids.
Children.
Yeah, we didn't.
Dude,
we kind of
gotta come down here.
Yeah, we kind of forgot to mention this, but teachers are in the sex club,
right? Actually, not only am I a sex club client, but I'm also the president.
Mm, mm-hmm. Of course.
Wow, the teachers didn't make contact. We believe older children were also involved. The father added, quote, "I want a full police investigation. The cops are going to get there and been like, were you guys fucking? Yep. Were you guys fucking in a club? Yep. All right. Done and done. That's, signature. Yep. Have a nice day." So what time do you open tomorrow? Oh, goodness. I was on the phone for hours being fobbed off by the education department. Meanwhile, the education department was in the club for 3 hours, also getting fobbed off. His revelations came as uproar was sparked by yesterday's Courier Mail story, which told how the sexual assault of a 7-year-old girl by a young classmate was dismissed as a childhood experiment. Nice, Australia. Nice one, mate.
Nice one.
Right.
Hey, do you think...
Oi, mate. The Courier Mail revealed how the young victim... I can't even do that. That's so hard.
Or if the Scream had any part of this.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey. Were you in the sex club?
Shout out to you.
Shout out to Subsonics, you pervy dude. The Courier Mail revealed how the young victim was forced to perform oral sex on the boy who had threatened her with... What do you think? What do you think he threatened her with? Suck my dick or I will threaten you with?
God, what do the kids have?
Violence. The kids have violence. And a lot of it.
Wait, so the 6-year-old kid...
I will threaten you with violence if you don't suck my fucking dick.
The 6-year-old kid threatened a girl?
Yes.
How old was
with
she?
With violence. Also that age, probably. Okay. I don't know. With violence. Meanwhile, on the Sunshine Coast, a gang of 9-year-old boys, like a gang, rolling 6 deep, sipping on gin and juice, laid back with my mind on my homework and my homework in my backpack. Rolling down the street on my big wheel, sipping on grape Kool-Aid, laid back.
That's the best freestyle you've ever done.
Word, son, word. I'm the king of freestyle, son!
No.
Oh! Where my dogs at, nigga? Trigger? I'm bigger.
Oh, fuck. I was watching a movie. Fuck, what movie was that? It was
I don't know.
I can't remember what movie it was now, but okay. There was this one song in it. In the fucking, guess what they rhymed?
Nigger.
With?
Trigger?
Yes.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, a gang of 9-year-old boys has been accused of grooming children as young as 5 to engage in sex acts.
Oh, the movie was Death Race.
Nice. Word to that shit.
Got it.
Disco Death Race 2000. I don't know. So, they're grooming younger children, these 9-year-olds, this gang of 9-year-olds. They're like, hey.
What do they think they call their gang?
The naughty 9-year-old? I don't know. The 6 9-year-olds? Oh, I don't fucking know. Let's see.
The dirty minors spelled with a 9?
Nice. Oh. Oh, man. You are on fire. Let's see. Engage in sex acts. Investigators were told victims were rewarded with...
A shot in the mouth.
Semen. Haley. No, lollies.
Oh.
Lollies. Well, did the lolly look like his penis?
That was the treat.
Right. Grandmother of one of those victims said the education department had promised an investigation, but it had come to nothing. quote, it got nowhere, said the... And the... Oh, excuse my fuck. It got nowhere, and the offenders are still at the school... being protected, she said. My grandson was scared to death and needed counseling. Of course, we couldn't leave him there. She said a little girl molested by boys more than 12 months ago at the same school was still traumatized and experiencing nightmares. She accused the Crime and Misconduct Commission of simply referring her complaint back to the education department. They're like, honey, you got laid. I don't see the problem with this. Opposition child safety spokesman woman Jan Stuckley said she raised similar allegations involving children in far north Queensland. She said the child safety department had failed to get involved in countless cases of sexual abuse. She criticized the state government, of course she did, for the appalling betrayal of victims such as the 7-year-old girl who had to travel more than 8 hours for counseling. That is it for that story. I believe they are suing for money.
Nice.
Yeah, buddy. What do you got for us? Episode 80. Fuck.
I don't know if I can top that story, to be honest.
I don't think you can.
Because that was a really good story.
Hey, you give it your best.
I will.
Your best.
I'll give it my
110%
own. 125.
Fuck yeah. Mm. To the second power, because there's two of us.
Yes.
Yes. Do it to it.
This one is called Teens Eaten by Satanists.
Oh, snap. You brought it.
It's been brought.
It's on the table getting eaten by Satanists.
Mm.
Fuck yeah.
A vile.
Fuck yeah.
A vile gang.
Fuck it's an, yeah.
It's an all caps. Whoa.
Fuck yeah.
Whoa.
Fuck yeah. Whoa. Do it.
Man,
yeah.
I'm getting a fucking adrenaline
I'm
buzz just from you.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Son, fuck yeah.
A vile.
Do it.
Are you done?
Sorry. You do it.
A vile gang of devil worshippers has killed and eaten four Russian teenagers in a sickening ritual.
Nice.
Is there any other kind?
Sickening because maybe you didn't cook it all the way and you got food poisoning.
Or it's sickening because they ate
four
teenagers.
Because you're eating Christians? That's pretty sickening.
No, there's not wrong with that.
Well, they're Christians.
Yeah,
I think
can't
it would
imagine
have
it
that,
tastes too good.
That stale cracker taste to it.
Right, yeah. Like, because that's what they fucking eat.
Right.
Stale crackers and nasty fucking wine. The Satanists stabbed each of their victims a terrifying 666 times.
No fucking way. Did they do it on June 6th, 2006 at
no.
6?
Well, the story was published the 15th of this month, which is a couple days ago.
Nice.
But, yeah, 666 times before dismembering their bodies and cooking them on a bonfire.
Do you believe the number of times that they stabbed their victims is in some way symbolic to anything?
The devil?
Really?
Maybe.
Why would you say that? Because they're Satanists? Or I don't see the correlation here.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, isn't the number of the devil 666?
I don't know. I never call the devil.
No, but I mean, like...
I'm making jokes, son. That's
but,
crazy, though.
Yeah. But yeah, the number of the beast, 666, like, I don't know. There's always, like,
yeah,
for some reason, yeah, the marking. Like, if you ever see, like, you know.
Barcodes,
like,
and well, there's a whole lot
yeah,
of things.
But
yeah,
like,
I know. I was just making jokes. Please continue.
Okay.
I'm an asshole.
You're an asshole.
I didn't think you'd actually explain it to me.
Well, I was pretty sure you were kidding, but.
I know, but I'm a good actor. If you guys need an actor, I'm your guy. I'm funny. I'm beautiful. I'm buff.
Dude, if you ever need someone on the show to get rid of that dead air time, I'm your guy. I just had to bring that back.
Nice.
Russian cops discovered the teenagers' limbs, hearts, and scalps in a pit in the Yaroslavl region around Yaroslavl, something like that.
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Region around 300 miles from Moscow.
Around 666 miles, you mean.
Whoa.
They didn't plan that out, did they?
That was a coincidence.
They should have.
Along with the dead body of a small rodent crucified on an upside down cross.
They a rat?
Yeah.
Why? Is that symbolic?
That's part of the ritual, I guess. The victims, three girls and one boy, all aged 16 and 17, disappeared from their homes in June.
Wow.
June 6, 2006.
Yes. See, I told you.
It didn't say 2006,
but
it
said
close.
June 6th?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's in June.
Did they go watch the movie The Omen first and take notes? They're
or
like,
The
all
Exorcist?
Right, this is how we got to do it, guys. Ready? Break!
Wow. Yeah, it didn't say June 6th, just June, but
I'm going to go ahead and just assume that it was
it's a safe assumption
for show's sake.
But police only discovered the remains of Anya Grok, fuck me, Gorokhova, Olga Pakhova.
Are you kidding me?
Varya Kuzmina
and
Andrea Sarkin.
Wow.
Sarkin.
Are you making this up?
Not at all.
Oh my god, dude.
Last month.
Oh my Satan.
Oh my Satan. The four pals described as goths. Oh my goth.
Oh my! Booyah!
Were lured one by one to a country cottage and were allegedly forced to get drunk before the revolting ritual began.
Hey, lured like, ooh, a piece of candy.
Ooh,
ooh,
piece
a piece of candy.
Candy. Ooh,
ooh, a piece of Jesus.
Ooh, shot of rum. Ooh, ooh, shot of rum.
Jesus. Ooh, little boy. Ooh. Wow. Oh, you think God. It really took much luring, or they were like, hey, guys, want to come to our cave and tell us about Jesus?
No, they were probably like, hey, you guys want to come to our cottage and get drunk?
Actually,
yeah.
They probably knocked on the door. They're like, open the door. Hi, we're from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Really? Are there six of you? Perfect!
No, they were probably Johos. They're the fucking ones that come knock on your door.
And Mormos.
Yeah.
Mormos and Georgios. What?
Johos.
Jojo. They taste like seasoned potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, like Jojos. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Not like Casey and Jojo.
No, but like the fat French fries.
Right.
Hair from the victims was apparently found in the embers of the bonfire.
Was it pubic hair? And were there six of them? No.
Doesn't say. Cops arrested eight Satan worshippers in connection with the killing after finding out that all four victims had telephoned. God damn it. Nicole Ogalabayek.
10 seconds on the clock.
What?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh. Right,
it's a little something Tim does whenever he can't get through a word. He's like, 10 seconds on the clock.
It's all these fucking names, I swear to God. The alleged leaders of the Satan gang. His apartment lies just 250 meters from where the remains were discovered.
That's a mistake.
Yeah,
if you're going to kill like a bunch of people.
Yeah, do it like the next state.
Do it in your backyard, please, yeah, you fucking retard.
Where else? One of the arrested Satanists said, Satan will help me to avoid responsibility. I made lots of sacrifices to him.
Oh, right. So, but if you take into account all the people that are like, oh, God is making me do this, God is making me do that, that's totally right. Mm-hmm. So if they're like, hey, sorry, guys, Satan made me do it, then... All right, well, I guess you're free to go, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't be a hypocrite.
I guess we'll just put you in an insane asylum. But wait, why would we do that? Because if God exists, then the devil exists. So that means this is...
all true.
Yeah, I mean... it.
Wow.
It means you really are doing this for Satan, because he exists.
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan! Oh, that reminds me.
Please.
Have you seen that video called... Pooh worships Satan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Satan. Satan. Satan.
Oh, fuck. Is that for that story?
Another suspect, Alexander Voron, said the gangs had previously dug up a dead girl's grave and ate in her heart.
Oh.
And a third suspect said he turned to Satan because praying to God did not make him rich.
But praying to Satan did, right?
Yeah,
that's
apparently.
Why you're here doing what you're doing.
He said, I tried to turn to God, but it didn't bring me any money. I prayed to Satan and things improved.
Are you serious?
Apparently he is.
I would be interested to see the evidence that correlates with that statement.
Yeah. Teachers of the alleged Satanists. Alleged, they are!
Right?
Why do you keep saying that?
Oh, I hate that.
Jesus Christ.
The alleged... No!
No, it's fucking... They did.
Were...
They killed these people and fucking ate them and had rituals.
Hey,
what else?
Hey, allegedly.
Go fuck yourselves.
Yes,
whoever
please.
Wrote this.
Yes. Is that it for that story?
Teachers of the alleged Satanists said all had been moody at school and of lower than average intelligence.
Oh, so now you're calling them stupid.
Well,
because you believe in God, but he believes in Satan, so that makes him stupid.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
guys, wow.
Believing in God is stupid too, but believing in Satan is probably a little, like, to worship Satan is a little more dumb.
People worship God. It's the same thing, dude. Same thing. You can't make that. You can't discern one from the other.
Yeah, it is the same thing, but look at the behavior of the two.
Well, no shit. It's light and dark. God is the light
side. I'm just saying, that's why that one's like you know.
And that's the way we were raised also.
True,
we can't get that out of our heads.
That's true.
Yeah.
Ooga Booga had previously been in his local church choir. According to his grandmother, all the dead knew Ooga Booga and other members of the Satanist gang. The distraught father of the victim, Andrea, whoever, said, "My son said he knew some Goss and that he had Goss and Satanists among his friends."
You know what? When they call it that, it sounds like nigger. They're like, "Yeah, he hung out with those Goths. I don't like Goths. Hey, I have Goths in my family tree. They're hanging." Oh! Because Goths hang themselves.
Right. I wasn't scared, I thought. Well, let him spend his time sitting around in a cemetery. There's not much harm in that, is there?
Not until you start digging up dead bodies
and eating their hearts.
Making bongs out of them and, and fucking
them. Where's the harm there? They're already dead.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
There's no harm in that.
No.
Hey. No harm, no foul, right?
Right. That's it for that story.
All right. Well, this one is called, "Would You Please Fill My Water Bottle Up?"
Yes.
This one is called, "High Heels for Babies, Cute or Creepy?" And, oh my God, there's a picture here, and it's like, it's this tiny, tiny baby. Like, this baby can't be more than, like, a few weeks old. With these hot pink, I mean, fluorescent pink, like 80s butt rock, hypercolor, Cyndi Lauper, Tiffany, bright fucking pink high heels. Amazing. I mean, did you fill this up from the tap?
No.
Okay. From my RO.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would I use the tap? That's
stupid. Well, I don't know. Because you don't like me or something. So, wow. High heels and babies.
Wow, Matt, I'm glad
I'm sorry. I would like...
I'm hurt now.
Before I read the story, I would like to pose the question to the chat room. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/chat to interact with us. High heels for babies, guys and girls, if there's any girls listening. Cute or creepy? Why don't you, Braden, go ahead and tally up the marks. I will read the story.
I'm going to say pedo.
I'm going to say really fucking creepy. And if you even have to ask, like, "Hey, honey, should we get our baby high heels?" Boom, you're dead. You, your baby daddy, dead.
It's like, do you really want to start your kids to become a whore that much sooner? I mean, they're going to be whores anyway, but I'm just saying, do you really need to have them be whores when they're babies
right
too?
Now. Like, really,
like,
guys?
Why don't you enjoy the time you have while they're not?
No. Makeup?
No.
High heels, makeup. Fishnets, a little torn, because that's in.
Right.
A lot of hairspray.
Way short skirt.
A nice push-up bra.
Yeah.
Maybe stuff, because, you know, you're fucking 3 weeks old.
Right.
You fucking whore.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Some people are getting...
Can we just go get the gun and blow our brains out now?
Would you like to?
Yeah.
Can we wait till we get cameras first?
All right.
Okay.
As long as it's soon.
Excuse
me. We might as well, since we're going
to... Oh! I got the hard drive ordered.
Yes.
1 terabyte.
I was going to ask you that.
Thank you, everyone that donated. Your stickers will be in the mail tomorrow. Thank you guys so much. We didn't make enough money to get it, but whatever. I pitched in probably the other quarter of it. Mm. So that is on the way. Now, thejamhole.com/donate. Money, click on ads, whatever. The next batch of money is going to go into getting cameras and some t-shirts. We want to get some t-shirts made.
Yes.
So, keep that in mind. Check thejamhole.com for more details. Anyway.
Continue.
Some people are getting a big kick out of an emerging fashion trend for babies. High heel crib shoes for girls too young to walk. Others are certain it's yet another sign that the Republic really is going to perdition in the handbasket. I guess that's just a clever way of saying going to hell in a handbasket.
Oh, that's so clever.
Oh, thanks, advertisement. The latest rage for the proverbial set... Oh, pre-verbal? Sorry. Well, I don't know. I'm an idiot. The latest rage for the pre-verbal set is the creation of two Seattle moms, Britta Bacon and Hayden Porter. Your name's Britta Bacon? Wow. Oh, man. Did you name your child Peppered? Peppered Bacon. Let's see. Friends since childhood, the two were taking Bacon's daughter, Kayla.
Bacon with Macon. Yeah, that's something. Like that.
Kayla to a party for her fourth birthday when they started reminiscing about when Kayla was an infant. Excuse my face.
Third tries
Holy
a charm.
Christ, I'm not even drunk. I don't even drink anymore again. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, we haven't had a bottle here in quite a while.
No, I know.
It's pretty good.
Anyway.
You had your little fling.
Yeah, I tried it. I'm not into it. And especially because I have to take you home after the show. And it would be just my luck. All the times when I actually drank when I wasn't supposed to, I could have got MIPs, DUIs, all that shit. Never once. It will be my luck. I'm 27, decide to start drinking, and I get a fucking DUI.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
which would be
guys.
Funny because, you know.
Oh, I would laugh all
the
way
so
to your
ironic.
House to kick you in the fucking balls. the latest rage for whores. Jesus ads. That is annoying as fuck. Okay, sorry. Porter, who admits to being obsessed with shoes, found herself thinking how hilarious it would have been if Kayla had high heels as an infant. Oh, honey, you know what would be really fucking funny? What, honey? If we dressed up our 3-year-old like a whore. Oh, you're right, honey. Just like you were a whore when you were her age. God, how do thoughts like that even manifest themselves? Let alone, like, I think of a million things a second.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say all of them because most of them are fucking stupid. Miss Bacon, this is one of those thoughts that you should have just kept to your fucking self. The more Bacon and Porter thought about it, the better the idea sounded.
Really?
Wow.
Is that,
like,
that's,
you know,
fucking...
I've slept on this. I've thought about it.
For about 2 months?
Our daughters need high heels. Not just our daughters.
I can't see the problem with it.
Everybody's daughters. And you know what? We'll give them high heels. Each pair of high heels will come with 2 condoms. Mm-hmm. It will come with slut eyeliner.
A mini skirt.
It will come with perfume that smells like strippers and candy and puppy dogs and rainbows. And
crack, because you know they're going to be sucking dick for that soon.
Right. Might as well give them. Oh, hey, honey, you know what would be hilarious? Let's see what our daughter does on heroin. Or cocaine. That'll be hilarious. Hey, you know what'll be even funnier than that? Let's give our daughter fucking LSD when she's 2 years old. Oh my god. You should have been aborted, and you should have aborted your fucking daughters.
You know what?
You fucking retards. You're the fucking people that are in 2-lane fucking roads in the passing lane. Just jerking off. Like, hey.
Fucking their little dogs in the ass.
Could you do me a favor? Stop whatever it is you're doing right now and drive. You're in a car. Fuck. Oh my god, I want to kill people. Excuse me. They developed a product
right ahead
that comes in 6 styles: leopard satin print. Leopard satin, it comes in print. Yeah. It comes in, no, I'm an idiot. But at least I don't do this. Leopard satin print, hot pink patent, black satin, zebra satin,
and of course,
black patent and hot pink satin. And you know what? Buy now, and for absolutely no charge, we'll throw in a matching thong. You fucking, oh my god, have kids, have more, please.
And it also comes in the most popular style called whore.
They are packaged in a see-through runway bag with a big rhinestone clasp. The shoes aren't meant to be walked in because they're fucking 6 months old and they don't know how to walk.
Let alone in heels.
Right? Really?
Why the fuck do they have them?
Your kids can't walk, but let's teach them.
You know
it's
what?
It's like training wheels for
whores.
Oh
my god. It's like the fucking people with the dogs. They're like, oh, I'll paint its toes and I'll put this cute coat on
it.
Let's
give your dogs high heels and take them out to the bar with you, and maybe you can get your dog hooked up with some rich fucking doctor.
Jesus.
Oh my god. The shoes are meant to be walked in, and the heels collapse if a baby attempts to stand on them. Please stop eating my rhyme book, cat. If anyone wants a cat, email info@thejamhole.com. I'm selling pussy. Actually, I'm giving it away for free.
Yeah, because if you were selling it, all right, that would be
here's,
illegal.
Whoa, Bill. Here's where the debate comes in. There's a lively debate on the internet about the shoes, with some bloggers appalled by them and others smitten with the cuteness of it all. Everyone that thinks this is cute, you should fucking die. No, actually, you go ahead and live, because if you all died, we'd have jack fuck all to talk about. So you can all live on one condition. No more children. Mandatory vasectomies and all that shit. You have to. And if you have kids, they have to also. You put a little rubber band around their little fucking nuts and just let it fall off. They'll never even fucking notice. You disgusting human beings.
I can't imagine.
You're disgusting. High heels for children. You fucking disgust me. This is why I'm ashamed to be a human. This right here. Among other things.
Among everything.
What were you going to say?
Apologize. Speaking of vasectomies.
Please, speak of some vasectomies.
I've heard that getting a vasectomy is like having blue balls forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because you can't come?
Yeah.
I thought you could still fucking come.
Right. There's no semen in it.
Right. There's no, like, could you imagine just coming like nothing?
Yeah, that'd be, or just you come, but yeah, nothing comes out.
You know, now that I mention that, I do remember when I was younger, when I very, very, very first started masturbating. The first few times, I don't even know how I remember this. The first few times, though, I felt like, you know, Hi, Mom. I just remembered.
Oh,
anyway.
Too late.
So you remember all the time I spent in my room? I was fucking my pillows. So that was cool because every time I'd come, nothing would come out, right? A couple weeks later, no one's home. I'm like, oh, man. I go in the living room. And
I have all the pillows in the house to myself
right?
to just fuck off
I bring them in the living room, and I'm fucking the couch and shit. And I'm like, at this point, I had no idea that maybe one of these times.
Right,
I'm
you
gonna,
didn't know that that happened.
That was when it happened. I got semen all over the fucking pillow.
Was it just a huge load?
No, see, it wasn't very much, because my shit was just starting.
Right.
Yeah, but there was a little sticky icky I had to clean up before Mom got home. Hi, Mom, again.
Oh, gosh, that's so awesome.
So, press release from the manufacturer Hilarious.
Are you fucking serious?
I swear to fuck. Hilarious. Hilarious.
These puns are bad, but that is by far the worst one ever.
Yeah. Why don't you just call them slut shoes or something, you know?
Just get straight to the fucking point.
Some.
I mean, might as well. That's what you're getting.
Snookers or something. Hookers and sneakers. I don't know. A press release from manufacturer Hilarious. We make your daughters whores. Goes heavy on the cute, quote, fashionable, adorable, hilarious, ingenious. Yes, we're talking about the latest rage in shoes to hit the market since Sex in the City made Chu and Louis Vuitton household names. Because two-month-olds should be watching Sex in the City and mimicking what they see on that, you fucking retards. Hilarious has conquered the last frontier of baby fashion in such a fabulous way that we have to think that Carrie Bradshaw would most certainly approve. I approve this message. My name is Carrie Bradshaw. My career is good, but I'm very ashamed of it. Celebrity Babies had this take on it, quote, if you're the mother of a baby and can't wait to go for your first mother-daughter manicure, get her fitted for her first bra, or give her a makeover, you might get a kick out of Hilarious infant high heels. Get a kick out of it, because they're shoes.
Oh
my God.
God.
I'm ready to blow my brains out.
Are you
How
done
about
with
you
this
guys?
Story?
Oh no.
Jesus.
Nay. You may say to yourself, Matt, are you done with this story? And I would say, nay, Braden, I am not.
And I was ready to blow my brains out now.
Oh,
just wait until this is
you
over.
You save it, bud. You save it. Others are less excited. Quote, these baby high heels are ridiculous and take out all the fun in having a baby and toddler. reads an anonymous comment posted on dig.com. I wish the fashion industry would quit promoting adult-like clothing and accessories for infants and toddlers.
Yes!
Yes!
You are
Doesn't anyone want to keep the little ones a normal, dressed baby? Yes. And see, you fucking do this kind of shit, and then you wonder why people, adults, have sex with fucking 12-year-olds. Oh, I don't know, because you dress your 12-year-old up to look like she's 23? Maybe that has a little fucking something to do with it, perhaps?
Maybe a little.
Oh, I don't fucking know. Stupid. Stupid, stupid. A critic on clotheshorse.com, not horse, but horse, like... horse, was undecided, writing, quote, I find them funny from a fashion and shoe lover's perspective, but also a little disturbing that we're trying to create mini Carrie Bradshaw just a little too early. Yeah, 2 months is just a little too early, right, Braden?
You know, little.
I'd give it maybe 4 or 5 months at
yeah,
least.
Yeah, you know, anything then, less than five is, like, kind of weird.
And then slut it up.
Oh, all the
you
way.
Slut it the fuck up. And when,
sky is the
and
limit.
You know what? Parents of fucking children who you make wear these, when they're fucking 12 years old and they come home and they're fucking pregnant, good. This is why. You're bad parents.
You fucking deserve it.
You fucking do.
But
and I hope you
sad-
keep... Hold on. I hope you keep the fucking child, and I hope it turns out to be a little fucking whore and get knocked up when it's fucking has kids that are 10 years old. And I hope the cycle just repeats and repeats and repeats until Sarah Palin brings this whole fucking world to a fiery end.
The sad thing is the parents do deserve to have that happen because
yes!
they're shitty parents, but the kids do not.
It's not, I
because
I know.
They it's not their
it's
fault.
It's not their fault, but when their parents, you use the TV as a babysitter, no shit, they're going to be fucked up. Mm-hmm. And then you wonder why your kid doesn't listen to you. You fucking wonder why she comes home and she's 12 and she has hickeys on her neck.
And you know,
this is why.
And guess what? It's not going to get any better because their kids, but because your kids, when they have their kids at 13, the same thing's going to happen.
Oh yeah. I remember when I was a younger kid, this was after the masturbation thing. Mm-hmm. Hi, mom again. Whenever I would just be pissed at my mom and we'd get in an argument, she would always say, I hope someday you have kids and they treat you like you treat me. Like, I mean,
wow.
I wasn't a bad kid, but you know, we had our fucking
I think everyone does.
I hate you, mom. I want to die. Like, shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, when you're 14, 15 years old.
Yeah, that's kind of normal,
right.
I think.
That's weird, but that's how it is.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you just...
But that's what this reminds me of. I hope you have kids that grow up and end up just like you did, you fucking whore.
Since we're on that topic...
Oh, please. Whore.
How old were you?
When?
When you first masturbated.
Oh.
When did you discover it?
I was living... It was in between 4th and 5th grade, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I was like...
Last year?
I'm kidding. I think I was like 10 or 11.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, no problem.
Should put that in the forums. Thejamhole.com.
Hey, it's all open out there.
Thejamhole.com/forums. If you guys are new to the show, come check it out. It's like a Facebook, MySpace, Jamhole fucking orgy.
Should we start a thread? How old were you when you discovered masturbation?
Yes, we should.
Let's
do
it.
We need shit like that in the forums so we can, you know, have good conversations.
Right, yeah. It'd
and
be
maybe,
like...
maybe use some of that shit for the show. Who knows? You could be famous also.
You could be on the show.
All right, let's
with us.
Finish this up. You can do one more and we'll get the fuck out of here after some blotter. That's right. It's Wednesday.
Burger says Matt got caught masturbating by his mom.
No. What? What? No.
I don't know why I said that.
No, I...
You're putting words in his mouth, man.
Yeah, and they taste like semen.
Ew.
Shouldn't babies be wearing sweet bunny slippers or cheeky robies? I don't know what
that
what
is. That?
What do you think? Do you find them cute and funny or a bit odd and disturbing?
The problem with that question
the
is...
The problem is that you have to actually ask that question.
Well, that, no.
What do you think about high heels for babies? You know, I never thought of that.
Yeah, but, okay, you know what's faulty about that question, though, is that the people who think it's disturbing are the normal people, like us, and the people who think it's cute are the ones wanting to fuck them.
Right? Wait, I don't want to fuck them.
But we don't think it's cute.
Not at
That's
all.
What I'm saying, that people are going to be like, yeah, it's so cute, because I want to have sex with them.
Oh, God, I want to slip off that high heel and lick the little baby toes that are under it. Fucking, ugh. On Friday, the Today anchor sat down with two baby girls to see what the target audience thinks about the soft and cushy, hilarious shoes that sell for $35 a pair.
26 says, I think it was January 2005 the first time I ever came was the pilot episode of Desperate Housewives when the mom shoots herself in the face.
Nice. Oh. Wow, dude. You're awesome.
Then Burger says, I started jerking when I was in diapers.
Nice. I started jerking when I was in the womb. As soon as my dick, like, was there, like, as soon as it formed, yeah. I was like, what's that? Oh, God. I just came.
Oh.
Okay, let's see what the children have to say.
Oh.
Let's see what the children, hey.
You're the only person I know who has came inside of his own mom.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Okay, let's see what the little kids, speaking of coming inside of your mom, little Sophia Bushy considered her shoe and chucked it aside. Excuse my face. Beatrice DeLima, on the other hand, removed one of her shoes and started chewing on the toe. She seems satisfied with the flavor. The flavor of prostitution.
She better get used to it.
One of them fucking got up and started doing a little strip tease for everybody. A little fucking 3-month-old
tease. Oh, God, because babies... Because
that really happens?
Well, not so... I wasn't really thinking that. Oh. But, like, when babies are young like that, like, when they're walking and stuff, like, a friend of mine, his little girl just started walking and stuff, and, like, they just fucking like to rip their clothes off.
Oh, yeah, because it's all new to them.
Right. Yeah, they just don't like wearing
them,
it.
Yeah, you give them high heels.
Right,
and
watch them rip it off. It's like, hey, lap dance.
Yeah,
ooh.
You wonder why you have a lot more offers for guys to babysit your daughters.
Jesus. And they're all fucking creepy looking.
Yeah, that's weird. Are they the same guys that when they first moved into the neighborhood, they came and knocked on your door and said, hi, I'm a sex offender, weirdo.
You forget about that?
Right.
No?
No, we just don't care.
Right.
You're going to get fucked sooner or later. Might as well be by someone we know.
You might as well be ready.
The Today cast didn't know what to make of the shoes, which come in one size, whore. I didn't know whore was a size. 0 to 6 months, and are not designed for walking. But Meredith Vieira, Ann Curry, and Matt Lauer did agree that putting infants in high heels is pushing the envelope into uncomfortable territory. Mostly because when Matt Lauer was looking at it, he popped a major boner.
Yeah.
Quote, $35 for the heels, $45 to get the bustier with it, Lauer deadpanned. Bras and wow, guys. Unfucking believable. What do you think of that? What was everybody, what was that thing I said? Oh, did you already read it?
What's that?
I don't know. I thought I asked them to say something that we would get back to. What they thought. I don't fucking remember.
Yeah.
How long? Okay, yeah. Do you got one more, or should we just do the blotter and get the fuck out?
I do have one more.
Do it then.
Do it.
Fucking
Wait,
do it.
Paulo says, God, I exploded the first time and had to run to the bathroom. I was pissing and coming all at the same time.
Wow, dude.
That is
And you
amazing.
Know, I'm sorry, but going back to that story, I like how... Like, those news anchors had to, like, think about it and shit. They're
yeah.
like, huh, what
Is
do I
cute?
Think about that? No, you shouldn't have to think about that. High heels, babies,
Common sense says
greater
no?
than or less than or equal. Amazing.
That's,
and
you know
what?
There's a problem when there's a debate about it.
You know
it.
What? These people can vote. Amazing. Speaking of voting, I saw... At that one house, I've told the story a long time ago, but remember the guy that picked up his dog?
Is that the picture
and
you
threw
took?
It into the back of that truck
yeah.
and was yelling at
and
it. Was
it.
That house. That
was
had,
that the picture you took?
Yeah, and oh. it was the sign of McCain.
Yeah,
and
that's
shit.
On
yeah.
the forum if you want to look at it.
Oh, nice. Thejamhole.com/forums. Make an account. It's free. We won't spam you. It might make your dick bigger. Just saying.
Yeah.
All right. Give us one more episode 87. We'll do some blotter, and then we will get the fuck out of here.
Let's see. Ooh. I'll just do a little quick one here.
Oh, do it. Quickie. Quickie
this one
with
is
my
called
dickie.
Man Arrested for Helping Roommate Commit Suicide.
Oh. I feel you, man.
I feel it. A 19-year-old man was arrested Monday night after he allegedly gave his suicidal roommate a loaded shotgun.
Boo! Boo!
He's either...
Will you help me boo?
Boo!
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 So free that, Jacob, what? Free hat! Free hat!
He's either a really good roommate or a really bad one.
Actually, he's either a really good roommate or a really fucking awesome roommate. Because that is, fuck, that's a bro hound, man. That is a true brosive. He's like, hey, I want to kill myself so bad. Really? You know, I got a shotgun.
Dude.
Yeah, I want to kill myself so bad.
This is the dude that helped him.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know, right?
Look at that.
He kind of looks
dude.
Like Jesus.
Yeah, he does.
Hey-o. Well,
so, the Eagle County Sheriff's Department says that Jacob Weiss,
sure.
and his 18-year-old roommate were drinking alcohol, talking about suicide, when Weiss retrieved a shotgun from his bedroom and gave it to his roommate.
Well, can you seriously get in trouble for that? Did you know that he was gonna do that? Fuck no. He's said that so many fucking times.
You can, though, because...
I've given him the gun so many times, and he's never done it. I didn't think he'd do it now.
But it's not... I don't think they would be okay with you ever doing that. Like, you...
It's not your fault. Your friend's a pussy.
No, but when someone's like... Yeah, it's not his fault, but when someone's talking about suicide, joking or not, you do not give them a gun.
Why?
Otherwise, you can be accessory to
it. If you don't want to live, we don't want you here, then.
Well, then
die.
No,
who
but
cares?
That's... Okay, but if that's the case, then the person who wants to commit suicide should get the gun themselves.
Would it matter if it's still...
Yes, because then it's not his fault.
If it's still his gun... But how did the cops know he gave it to his friend?
Probably told him.
Well, then you are an idiot. You shouldn't have done that. You should have been like, I got home and found it just like this. I don't know what happened. You know?
Yeah, I mean, if that was the case, then yeah, you wouldn't get in trouble. But he probably admitted to it because he was
an idiot. Well, that's rule fucking one of Fight Club. no, like, you never...
Of suicidal friend... Gun
you don't
giving.
Talk about suicidal, you know?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, you fucking idiot. Why would you ever do that?
The roommate then shot himself in the head. He was transported to Vail Valley Medical Center before being transferred to Denver Health Medical Center, where he died.
He shot himself in the head with a shotgun and survived.
No.
Wow. Oh, what?
Let me read some more. Deputies said...
Please.
Ways or whatever knew the shotgun was loaded, and he faces charges of manslaughter, reckless endangerment, prohibited use of firearm for possessing the weapon while under the influence of alcohol. He is being held at the Eagle County Detention Facility on $7,000 bond. Investigators,
is that it for that story?
Wait,
sorry.
The investigators believe alcohol consumption by the victim and the suspect played a role in the
incident. Oh, really?
Holy shit, really?
Oh my god, that's, you know what? That's as obvious as saying police investigators are led to believe the shotgun may have contributed to his death.
Yeah.
Like, no, really? How did you figure that out? Was there a huge fucking hole in his head? You fucking idiot.
Yeah,
oh,
I guess.
My Christ.
I guess they didn't.
Oh my Christ.
They didn't actually say he died, but I'm assuming he died while he was in the hospital.
And if not, he's really going to want to kill himself now. And
oh,
that's
actually,
funny.
It did say it, and we both didn't even hear it. And
good.
I said it transferred to Denver Medical Center where he died.
Good.
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 Good riddance.
Good riddance to dumb rubbish. You and every little child wearing fucking high heels.
I hate them.
All right. You ready to do some blotter?
Ready.
All right. Police blotter. This here is a little local snooze we do every Wednesday. To kind of show you guys the kind of stupid, retarded bullshit we have to deal with. This is all local. This happens in our valley. These are the kind of dipshits that are around here. 11:32 a.m., a fire on Lower Lake Road was actually a non-working fire.
What?
So
it didn't
there was a fire,
but it didn't work.
Was the fire a nigger?
Oh
yeah, bringing it home.
Wait, what?
I was,
non-working.
It was, hey.
Didn't have a job.
That's right.
Oh, racist.
God, on fire.
Oh
my
wow.
goodness. When will it stop?
Man.
I don't know.
I made my dick hard.
Mine is raging.
12:18 p.m. A mailbox on 15th Street East in Columbia Falls was blown up.
Yeah. 2:47 p.m. Someone called in about a flatbed trailer with a backhoe on it, or a hoe on her back on it.
No, the hoe was on the back of it.
Right. Backhoe. I thought it was like a hoe that was on her back, legs spread, oh, pussy dripping
just
wet.
Ready.
Ready. Ready, willing, high heels on. Mm-mm-mm. Baby coming out of the vagina, high heels also on.
Yeah, you
go.
Know, you know your fucking kid's a whore when you have the baby and your
and
legs are open.
Fishnets.
The kid comes out with its legs open.
Right, because it comes out feet first.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm ready.
That's also how you know it's a whore.
Yeah.
Because it was pointed that way with its legs spread. Mm-hmm. So when the dick was in the vagina,
no,
it was going in the other vagina too.
So when the doctor went to, you know,
hot.
Help get the baby out, the baby got a little finger.
Oh, a little. Just the tip.
Just the tip of the finger.
Apparently, it's been parked in the same place for weeks.
What?
Oh, I was just finishing that one.
Oh, gotcha.
4:25 p.m. Go.
A 26-year-old man was arrested for assault with a weapon after he threatened to shoot his 24-year-old girlfriend with a rifle and bow. He also allegedly strangled her,
yes,
hit her with a gun, and
yes,
poked her with an arrow.
Yes. Oh, my God. I wish I would have been there.
I think
a million
you were
bucks.
There. Oh, was I not supposed
wow.
to say that?
Wow. Now I'm going to have to edit that out. Prick.
Fuck.
At least they got my age wrong.
Paulo Berger and whoever else in the chat. Shh.
What?
Don't, I'm telling him not to repeat that.
Repeat what?
Nothing.
All right. A bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Holy crap, dude.
And he poked her with it, but just the tip.
Right, of course. yeah. 5:13 p.m., according to a woman on Riverside Drive, there was a younger man running around acting like a monkey. Oh, God. He was trespassing on her property. So.
5:17 p.m. Hey, kids.
Would anyone care to just take a guess at what color he was?
5:17 p.m. Eight kids were throwing rocks at hikers north of the lookout at Lone Pine State Park.
He was running around like a monkey. Trespassing. Right.
It was dark out, and they couldn't really see him.
Huh. Wow, that's interesting. 6:22 p.m. near Deerfoot Trail in Big Fork, a woman reported that hang gliders are continually landing on her property.
That would actually be really fun to
get your goddamn hang glider off my property.
Have you ever been hang gliding before?
Negative Ghost Rider. I would love to try it, though.
We should try that.
We should. TheJamHole.com/donate. Help us go hang gliding.
6:46 p.m. A woman who was trying to break up a fight in Evergreen got punched.
Hey, a woman's work is never done.
Never.
I bet they were drunk. Mm, just saying.
Of course. It did say Evergreen, so that automatically means Shady Lane.
Right. Is that, like, totally awesome about bar fights? Is, like, if it's, a you know, a decent-sized brawl, and maybe you look over, and there's a girl there that's just a bitch, you could probably throw a punch in, and no one would, you know, be like, oh, you just punched that
chick. They'd be like, she already had two black eyes anyway. How are they going
to
know?
I tried to tell her. My friend tried to tell her. You obviously just tried to tell her. The bitch don't listen.
No.
Wait, what? Oh, she's deaf? Oh. I'm an asshole.
Where's the sign?
I know, right?
You know, like, have you ever seen that
the
one?
The guy on the bicycle
through
with
Lawrence?
The shirt that says deaf rider on it?
Yeah,
I yell. Like, just, no, seriously, though, just to see if maybe he's faking it for disability.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Because, you know, if you're deaf, obviously, you're not going to hear, but if he can hear something,
if he has any reaction,
there will be a even if it's the slight, there will be a reaction there, but never. Like, I don't ever see him react to me yelling.
So,
and I scream some shit.
Yeah.
Hey, mother. Yeah, like, dude. All right.
Asshole.
My turn?
Yes.
8:20 p.m. A very intoxicated woman was staggering all over my dick last. No, staggering all over. Hi, Mom. Staggering all over Willow Glen Drive. Eventually, she decided to sit down. Where, you might ask?
Middle of the road, maybe?
Oh, I was waiting for you to ask me where.
Oh, where?
In the middle of the road.
Oh, okay.
And wait for a ride. a sheriff's deputy
a mustache ride.
Oh, who wants a mustache ride? I do. You know what's awesome, though? Like, that cop, you know he got a blowjob on the way home.
Oh, totally.
You know that shit.
Oh, he's not going to say no.
Fuck no. And if not, I said, suck the dick.
Mm-hmm. No. You want to go to jail tonight?
That's right. You want me to put you in jail, and then you want me to go home and take your daughter's high heels and beat her ass with them? Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to suck my dick while I drive you home?
Can I suck your dick while you beat my little daughter?
Yes.
All right, finish it up here. Or no, 9:39 p.m.
Yeah, 9:39 p.m. A very angry man slammed the door of a bathroom so hard it shook the structure of a Hungry Horse resort he was staying at.
Oh, so let's call the fucking cops.
Yeah.
Because of that. Hey, this guy slammed the door.
I think you need to come over and
send a cop.
Yeah, send a SWAT. I don't know.
All right, last one here. 1:25 a.m. A man who was dressed in all black. Ooh, what color was he? Robbed an Evergreen casino. Allegedly, not saying he did, but definitely not saying he did not. Allegedly, he held a female employee at gunpoint, asked for the money, and then locked her in the bathroom. Somehow she got out, hit the panic button, and called 911. The robber, who fled by foot, made out with $35. No, $3,500.
I'm surprised it wasn't a drugstore.
Right? But my question is, why would you make out with $3,500?
I know. Shouldn't you go spend it? Like, yeah, why, like, are you getting it? I mean, money's dirty.
You're
that's
kissing
gross.
It and shit. That's gross.
Yeah.
Wait, I mean, what's the next step? You make out with it.
I understand if you like money, but, like, you know, I wouldn't do that unless it was like $1 million.
I wouldn't do that unless it was shaped like a woman and it had a vagina.
And I could put my dick in it.
I mean, I'm pretty good at origami, but I have yet to figure that one out.
Yeah, I have yet to master the vagina sculpture in money.
Exactly. All right, well, that is about it for episode 87 of the Jam Hole Comedy Internet Podcast Extraordinaire. Anything else in the chat we need to mention? No. All right, guys. Well, thank you.
Burger says, I don't know what happened. They're talking about skydiving all of a sudden, but Burger says, skydiving is sweet. Matt should try it while fucking his girlfriend.
Yeah, no. Matt will fly planes. I will land planes. I will not jump out of them.
There's probably a good reason.
I would, only for one thing, and I'm talking like a donation with at least 50 on it. Like, I'm seriously.
Why are you so against it?
I'm not against it. Like, my brother does it. Uh-huh. I have friends that
really?
Do it.
I didn't
just
know that.
Mentally, I there's no way I could jump out of a plane like that.
Yeah,
like, I love flying. I love heights and climbing on shit.
But free falling,
but
like,
just, I don't know. There's just something about it. I would not. Someone would literally have to push me out. Like,
well,
there's no way.
And considering we know someone who died.
Well, and even before that,
well,
though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that doesn't help.
And then our friend that died in that plane crash. Yeah. But still, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yes, I would do it for $6,000. I would do it for $5,000, but that's it. I wouldn't do it for four. Well, I'd probably do it for four.
I'd do it for $6,000, or, yeah, I'd probably do it for $4,000, and you have to front me the money, not
and,
in the $4,000, to skydive.
And I had better be fucked up when I do that shit. Yeah. Otherwise, nah.
Yeah. Nah.
All right,
hey, wait. Isn't it really expensive to skydive anyway?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, so fuck that.
All right. Well, as per usual, if you guys ever have anything to say to us, you have questions, advice, anything like that, always, always, always email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our motherfucking shit. We have thejamhole.com/forums. Make an account. Come interact with us. Upload pictures, videos, blogs, all that shit. It's all right there, thejamhole.com/forums. If you guys like the show, please help us out. Throw us $5, throw us $10, throw us whatever the fuck, thejamhole.com/donate. If you was a broke nigga, broke as a joke, with no money to roll through, click on some motherfucking ads, son. Click on some ads. Click on that shit. Make us some money. Give us some of that Google internet money. And yeah, we got twitter.com/thejamhole. We got myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. We have stumble upon accounts. youtube.com/thejamhole. Emo poetry episode 11 will be up tonight as soon as YouTube is done doing whatever the fuck it is it's doing. I have my own blog. He's got his own shit. We got our own shit. It's all at thejamhole.com. Just look around. Check it out. We will be back Friday with Matt, with Braden, with Matt, with the funny. We're coming back Friday with the funny, and we're bringing it.
Bring it on.
Oh, we'll bring it. We'll talk to you guys Friday, 7 p.m., hopefully. Just kidding. For sure. 7 p.m. live show.
For real.
Hasta luego.
Later.
This next one goes out to all the depressed women in the house. Whether you taking the Prozac, the Xanax, or the Paxil, whatever the hell they put in that capsule. I want y'all to come up to the front of the stage. Grab me a shot of something along the way. Put a smile on the front of your head. Themselves. So either loosen up your hair or tighten up your belt. And this time is a good time for good time. Got a thing for them women that don't love themselves. So either loosen up your hair or tighten up your belt. And this time is a good time, good time, a good time. You know why she's sitting by the window? She's waiting for her prince to come. And here I am on the opposite side of the room, trying to pretend that I'm not that dumb. It goes older, bold, and full of cold. But did I mention that it's well deserved? No, let's make a mess. No, let's make a baby. No, let's make some hell on earth. Do you mind if I turn out the lights? If I'm gonna be alone, I'd rather do it in the dark. So I stare at half of a beer, half wishing that the transmission would stay in park. She keeps the music down so her neighbors don't complain. Keeps the drama up so she doesn't forget the pain. I keep my momentum inside the reaction and hide my pride inside of my laughter. It goes, got a thing for them women that don't love themselves. So either loosen up your hair or tighten up your belt. And this time is a good time for good times. Got a thing for them women that don't love themselves. So either loosen up your hair or tighten up your belt. And this time is a good time for me. And I'll never forget the day you woke up to find a whole different world underneath your socks. Forgot to check your pockets before you checked the cost. Yes ma'am, I saw the sign, no ma'am, I couldn't stop. Drop off, now look who got water on the lawn. Whatever it takes to calm your tongue. If this living room fills with any more force, I'm gonna cut my finger, I'm gonna paint these walls. If anybody watched us, they'd probably call the cops. Cause it's obvious that neither one of us can adjust. Discussion becomes disgust. If luck was a lady, I doubt she would save me from the bum rush. Enough is enough, but how much is too much? Why am I still just a sheep to your touch? Why can't I ever fall asleep at dusk? Why do I need to see everything crushed? It's a big map, girl. It's yours if you ask. If it don't wash up to the shore, you won't discover it. Instead, you can hide it in your head with that other shit and swallow it to chase and follow the suffering. But I'm still smiling, still up to no great, still trying to relocate somewhere. I'ma find some work that matters. Till then, all you get is my smirk and my laughter. It goes. Got a thing for them women that don't love themselves. So either loosen up your hair or tighten up your belt. And this time is a good time. Got a thing for them women that don't love themselves. So either loosen up your hair or tighten up your belt. And this time is a good time. Good time. Got a thing for them women that don't love themselves. So either loosen up your hair or tighten up your belt. Got a thing for them women that don't love themselves. So either loosen up your hair or tighten up your belt. And this time is a good time for good times.